Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with another segment of In the Green Outdoors. Today I'd like to talk to you about ways that you can help support pollinators. And now is a really good time to think about next year and to plan which flowers, trees, and shrubs you might want to plant in the spring that will give you pollinator support throughout the growing season. Now, I don't want you to think that you only can limit your planting to spring, because fall is an excellent time to plant as well. Now, when I step outside on summer and early fall mornings, my yard is abuzz, literally, with activity. Bumblebees, wasps, butterflies, and moths are all over the place. They're hovering over the flowers that are scattered all around in plantings all over our 10 acres. I think our place really is a pollinator paradise. Now, when I plan additions to my yard, I consider trees, shrubs, and herbaceous plants that can provide food and nesting habitat for pollinators. It's important to have an abundance of different flower shapes, sizes, and colors, which will appeal to a variety of pollinators. And grouping plants together helps pollinators find and feed on desirable flowers while they're expending less energy in the search for the plants. Now, this is something that we do too. When we want to feed ourselves, we often look for how to expend less energy in the process. And pollinators are not much different than we are. Of course, when I'm planting at the nursery, I am also planting food collection, since we grow our plants from seed and we must have the species we grow planted here so that we can collect that seed. Now, June through September is a time of plenty for native pollinators, but creating pollinator habitat in your yard or garden means more than just summer blooms. Different species of bees, butterflies, and other pollinators are active here in Ohio at different times of the year. Queen bumblebees, morning cloak butterflies, and blue orchard bees are active in early spring. Bumblebees spring into the cooler days of autumn. So we can help pollinators by planting flowers that have a sequence of bloom throughout the growing season, from early spring through late fall. Early blooming trees such as maples, willows, and redbuds, and late season perennials like asters and goldenrods provide important food at especially critical times. Fortunately, it's not difficult to create a pollinator paradise, and you can create important habitat with just a small strip of plants in your backyard or garden or back porch. Even one pot of flowering plants can create vital habitat. Here are five tips to get you started, with thanks to the Xerces Society, which is an organization that's devoted to invertebrate conservation. First tip, build it and they will come. If you plant pollinator-friendly plants, the pollinators will find it, really. It's that simple. A fragment of your backyard devoted to pollinator habitat can make a huge difference for conservation. The second tip is create an all-season buffet. Locally native plants attract native pollinators. Native plants offer nectar, pollen, and other nutrients in quantities that the native pollinators need. Consider also adding more locally native trees and shrubs to the garden. When you begin planting, the key is to plant a diversity of plants that flower at different times of the year. Remember, it's supposed to be a season-long feast. And if you go to the Xerces Society website, they even have a guide that gives you some of the best plants for pollinators in your geographic region. Now, in early March, food is hard to come by for a bee. So having a variety of flowers ensures that these creatures can make it through the year. Early blooming maple trees provide an important pollen and nectar source for bees in early spring. And even those pesky non-native dandelions provide an important source of nectar and pollen for pollinators. Don't forget the importance of planting caterpillar host plants. While adult butterflies, for instance, will drink nectar from many types of flowers, their caterpillars require specific plant species to complete their development. Just like a monarch caterpillar needs milkweed, pearl crescent caterpillars need asters, and black swallowtail caterpillars need plants in the carrot family, such as golden Alexander. Please remember to include butterfly host plants as well as the flowers for your egg-laying adult butterflies. Tip number 3, provide nesting sites. Ohio is home to approximately 500 native bee species. These bees play important roles as pollinators of agricultural crops and pollinators of our native plants. And did you know that 70% of native bees nest in the ground? So leaving a bare spot of earth near your pollinator garden can actually take care of most of the bees' life needs in a small area. Bumblebees will frequently nest under clump-forming grasses, and many native bee species don't move very far. So bumblebees, though, can cover longer distances, up to 2 miles. Many species only travel 100 feet or less, and that's why brush piles, dead standing trees, and clumping grasses are important, because they provide important nesting and overwintering habitat for bees and butterflies. There are cavity nesting bees that make their nests in the pith of twigs like elderberry or sumac, or in abandoned beetle burrows in dead trees. There are solitary ground nesting bees that usually nest in sandy, well-drained soil, often on south-facing slopes. Now, bumblebees often prefer to nest in pre-existing cavities that have some form of insulation, like an old rodent nest or a bird nest, sometimes above or below ground. They will also nest under those clumps of grass. You can purchase or construct your own bumblebee nesting structures, but they're not always really successful. So keep it natural. While thinking of habitat, remember that a water source in the garden also helps thirsty pollinators, especially in the heat of summer. A slow bowl or bird bath can provide sufficient water, and a few sticks placed in the bowl will give the bees and other insects a place to land and perch, and that way you prevent them from drowning. Additionally, a mud puddle may be visited by pollinators like butterflies and mason bees. Here at the nursery, we have butterflies puddling, as it's called, in the gravel all the time. When we're watering plants, we'll have these clouds of little butterflies that kind of land on the ground to get the moisture that moves onto the ground from the overspray of watering. Number 4 tip, think beyond the honeybee. In popular media, pollinator conservation is often about honeybees. And while the honeybee and its sweet product is certainly easy to love, it is only one in a large list of pollinating insects, and the honeybee is not the most effective. There are close to 4,000 native bee species in North America. So tip number 5, lay off the spray. You may not have heard about this tragedy, but in 2013, a parking lot in Wilsonville, Oregon, was littered with 50,000 dead bumblebees. What caused the deaths? Well, you might guess, a pesticide known as a neonicotinoid. It's legal to use, but it's deadly for insects. And of course, that includes our native pollinators. And bumblebee die-offs have continued, including hundreds that were found dead in Portland. These uses of neonicotinoids are not protecting agricultural crops. They're often only used for cosmetic purposes around yards and residential developments. Even if you just think you're spraying your yard but not your pollinator habitat, those pesticides drift and they can kill feeding or nesting bees. So the simple act of not spraying is one of the biggest things you can do to help pollinators. I challenge you to open up a season-long buffet line, because I know you're going to have a yard buzzing with bees and butterflies just like mine. If you'd like to consult with me about what native plants are available for fall planting, you may call me at 419-688-9800 or email me at gail@nativesandharmony.com. This is Gail Martin signing off for In the Green Outdoors.
There's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.